Well, I returned home this past week, about the middle of the week, from Groton, Connecticut, where I was with my daughter, Elizabeth. I think I shared with you a couple of weeks ago that my daughter Elizabeth and her husband Danny live in Groton, Connecticut. He's in the Navy, and he's at the submarine base in Groton, Connecticut. And he is what is referred to in the Navy as a nuke. He's been trained in the nuclear energy, and all these subs are powered by nuclear power. And so there's a really pretty incredible training they go through for that position. And that's what he does. And they're living in Groton. And he's out right now on a sub. And in the midst of all this, Elizabeth and Danny have been looking to get a golden retriever puppy. And we actually found a breeder in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it was time for the puppy to be picked out and picked up. So as I shared with you, I flew up to Connecticut with Elizabeth to visit her earlier in the month, spent some time at Cape Cod, went to Provincetown for the 4th of July. And then Elizabeth and I then drove back here to Apex, North Carolina, where we live, and which was good. She got to be with us for a couple of weeks. It's always good to have her home. And but during that time, we picked out the puppy, and then we picked up the puppy. And we got in Elizabeth's car, and we drove back to Groton, Connecticut. And we stopped at Annapolis along the way, a Hampton Inn & Suites hotel that was puppy-friendly. And we stopped there halfway and then continued the trip to Groton. And I stayed there a couple of days with her. So she's thrilled. Of course, now comes the time of training of a puppy. And we keep in touch kind of daily. It's been called the grand puppy that we have. But they're up in Groton. And I want to get back to that in a second about my thoughts this morning. When we hear also the puppy doesn't have a name yet. We thought we'd wait till the royal family made its choice before we would, but we'll be doing that soon. When I read the gospel today, what really comes off the page in the beginning of that gospel are the words to what we would refer to as the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. The words that we have that make up the Our Father are actually from a couple gospel readings kind of combined. But those words are there. And so the initial thought is, well, maybe a homily on the Lord's Prayer. But in reading the gospel, there's another verse that really I heard very powerfully. And it's the verse that the disciple asks Jesus. The disciple says to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. You can almost imagine the disciple seeing this relationship that Jesus had with the holy, that Jesus had with God, that Jesus had with this holy presence in his life. And the disciples are kind of saying, teach us that. How can we come to know this God as you do? Teach us to pray. Then we hear these words that we refer to as the Our Father. And I think it might be a mistake to think that Jesus said, okay, well, here's how you pray. Say this prayer. Say these words. Because, you know, it's not that Jesus said, say these prayers. Eventually, this is going to become known as the Lord's Prayer. Eventually, this will become known as the Our Father. I think the words that Jesus is sharing to the disciples is rather calling them into something. Calling them into relationship with this God. Jesus says, call God Abba, Father. You know, I believe it could be just as well be mother. What it's trying to communicate is an intimacy. This is an intimate relationship, and they're called into this relationship, into this journey. And there's other words as well that go on with that. And I think that we can sometimes think that praying is just saying prayers. Certainly, saying prayers can help lead us to prayer. But the prayers are not the praying. Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. If you're in a relationship with somebody, friends you have, or someone you really care for, you can say to that person, I love you. I care for you. You're important to me. Those are the words. Those are the, if you want to use the word, they're the prayer. But the reality of what's present there is the relationship. And that's almost beyond words. and you hope that those words lead to that depth. Or perhaps those words, in another way, come from that relationship. Because you can say those words, and there is no relationship. People can use those same words to manipulate folks, manipulate people. But the reality is that the relationship is there. And I think what Jesus is trying to call his disciples to is this relationship. This relationship. And notice that the Lord's Prayer, as we know it, notice the prayer is not this: "My Father, who's in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. And forgive me my trespasses, as I forgive those who trespass against me." Notice, it's not personal, it's all our Father. Forgive us our sins. Give us our daily bread. That this intimacy that we're called to share and live into is an intimacy that we also experience in the community. That we never are called to sort of go off on our own. We're called to the intimate relationship on our own, but it's always in the midst of community. It's always in the midst of others. Let me go back to Groton, Connecticut. My daughter was sharing with me the story of the day that Danny got on the sub to go off. He's out right now and be out for a few months on the submarine he's on. And I asked her if I could share this story, and she said I could. She describes that the day that the sub was going out, they got up early, went down to the dock or the pier, I'm not sure what the right phrase is, where the submarine is tied up. And a lot of the families were there saying goodbye, a very emotional goodbye, as these guys are all guys on the subs, as the guys got on the dock and then went into the sub and down to do the work they have to do. And Elizabeth said all the families were still gathered there. It was like this community gathered together. And they were waiting for the sub to take off. This was Elizabeth's first experience of this, so she didn't know what to expect. So it actually was quite a few hours before this sub actually took off. But she said it was interesting. All of a sudden, this tugboat came over. Came out of another area and latched on to this sub. And another tugboat came over. Latched on to this sub and sort of gently pulled it out from the pier, from the dock, and then sort of pushed it out into the river. It's the river between Groton, Connecticut and New London, Connecticut, that leads out to Long Island Sound, that leads out to the ocean. She said the sub was put out there, and then eventually the tugs just kind of encouraged it along, and all of a sudden you could hear the power of the sub start up. And she felt connected to Danny, because it's kind of what he is part of that part of the ship. And she said, all the families and spouses said, "Come on, Elizabeth, let's go." And they get in cars, and they drive down this road that parallels the river. And they stop every so often, park the cars as the sub's coming by, and some of the guys on this sub are standing on top, and they're waving to people as they go. And then they get in their cars, drive down another spot, stop, wave. And eventually, you get to the end of the road, the end of the land. And as they get there, they could see all the sailors getting into the sub, tying down that hatch. And Elizabeth says you could, as it went out, she said whether it was her imagination or not, that sub started to submerge. And eventually, whether she could see it all or not, it submerged. And it went into the deep, out into the deep. And I said to Elizabeth, we had this conversation because I'm like this. Guess it's being a priest, I don't know. But I found a deep symbolism in that for our own spiritual lives, our own spiritual journey. Perhaps that's an image of what the church is about. A community gathered together. We're gathered here at the pier, at the dock. We come here to be fed, to be nourished, to be strengthened. But there comes a time when we're all called into the deep. We're all called to go forth in our own lives. Thomas Merton uses the phrase, we're all called in our spiritual journey to discover our true self, our true self. And we do that, I think, when we go out into the deep. And so in many ways, the community of faith is a place to gather, to be strengthened, to be nourished, But we're not meant to stay on the dock. We're not meant to stay in the pier. We need some tugboats among us who push us out, either push us or pull us, or escort us out into the deep. And we're all called to that deep. Perhaps the deep, perhaps the ocean, that image, is God present. And we're going into the midst, into the depth of that. I think we're all called to that. I think that's the religious, the spiritual journey. And I think that's, in a sense, what we are about as a community of faith. It's what Jesus said to these disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus is calling them to this deep relationship, calling them into the deep. I think that's what we can be about here at St. Paul's. Different times of our lives. Sometimes it's life's passages. Sometimes it's time of pain and hurt in our lives. Sometimes it's for time of healing and reconciliation in our lives. We need to go into the deep. And the tug of the community will bring us there and send us forth for that experience of deepening. We all do it at different times in our lives. But we're all there to support each other and be with each other as we go through these opportunities to come and know God ever more deeply in our lives. And so as the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. Perhaps in many ways, that's what church is. It's almost like we gather together and say, St. Paul's, teach us to pray. Teach us this experience of the holy. Teach us to go deep. Teach us to go out and discover our true self. And do it in the midst of community. Do it in the midst of support of the family we gather together here at St. Paul's. So as we gather this day, I offer that image to you, if it speaks to you, this experience of going into the deep and the support of the community. And you, someone at the early service said, you know, we're all tugboats to each other, trying to gather each other and encourage each other forth as we're able to go forth into the deep. But it's the calling, I think that's what Jesus is saying to this disciple. That's what Jesus is inviting in answering that question. Into relationship. Let us go forth into the deep, as Thomas Merton said, to discover our true self.